Okay, your bitch is good to go?
I'm always good.
Good to go, brother.
Your bitch is good to go?
Yeah, I have my food, it's fine. Just start the fucking thing.
Welcome, everybody, to yet another unwanted episode of the One Lumper Two Productions podcast.
They're always little.
Has your beard grown at all, Michael?
It hasn't?
I don't know. I'm asking. call you every day and say...
Somebody at work today, and it's never happened before, and they said that I had a nice beard. But my beard is terrible, so I don't know why they would have said that.
Does this person work below you, or is this like...
No, they don't work at all. They were
they're looking for a job.
They're a customer there.
Does this person need an eye exam?
Anyway, like usual, or not usual these days, I'm joined by Michael and Chris. Chris, what do you have, Chris? You have an everything bagel. Well, you eat everything bagel with butter like that?
How do you eat
it?
I eat it quarter by quarter.
Yeah,
that's strange.
That's strange.
That's nobody butters two pieces of toast and puts the butter sides together like a sandwich.
What?
You've done that your whole life?
You don't eat a bagel 1/4 at a time?
Bagel?
you didn't say it like that. That's the reason. Bagel! You didn't even say it like that. Not even close.
Check the tapes.
Check the tapes.
What's wrong with eating a bagel?
No, that's weird.
For people who are wondering what's going on,
even like a bagel sandwich, I find is weird. Meat inside, I find it weird.
You have a bagel sandwich with meat inside? Where are you going?
Like a bagel belt. You know one of those? Like a bacon,
is that like
egg,
the green
lettuce,
belt? Where is that? Does it surround something?
Bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
Is it like
belt?
A town that has? That
we told you three times what it is.
What is it? What's in it?
Bacon, egg, lettuce, tomato.
Oh, now finally, you know, that's now I get the belt part.
Yeah.
I don't like egg in that form.
Like the
I find it
half
I don't
scrambled,
like
half.
I don't like my eggs overworked in the sense that they got a mold.
It's like scrambled eggs in a shape, yeah.
But it's not really scrambled though, because you still see a lot of white. Mm. For me, scrambled eggs have to be yellow. There has to be a perfect emulsion of the yolk and the what's it called now?
White?
The whites. I think it's called chakalaka. Or chalatza. Something like that is the actual cooking chef name
for
the whites.
A white?
No, not for a white. That's Caucasian.
Damn it! Fuck! I was doing a bagel!
Or an egg white, sorry.
You had to have part of your generic iced coffee.
No, this isn't coffee. Oh, fuck. Without giving away
we need to make this episode finding a sponsor. So I'm just going to yell out whatever. I'm just going to yell out products I have. And somebody can sponsor. I have a Y-hose coupling. I have one, for some reason, windshield wiper. I have two old Yonex badminton rackets.
Yonex? Where do you see Yonex?
That's the brand of the...
You can see that from here?
No, I just know... I don't see the word Nike every time I see that stupid check mark. I just fucking know.
Wait, is Yonex popular?
In the badminton world, I think so. I was only briefly in that world. It was a drug-addled... 6 months.
I can let you know next week after I get
I have two pry bars here. I have a level. I have an old-fashioned tailor's ruler.
But you're not saying any sponsors. You're saying products.
No, but I'm trying to leave it as generic as possible. So, for example, Yonex, I said, because they're high-end. So we're going to go high-end products. So really, my vice is not a high-end vice, but I'm going to say it's a Snap-on vice. This way somebody gives you advice.
Made in England.
Fucking hell. Now I'm going to get English vices.
What's wrong with that? Better than getting English virtues.
And that's the first... You know that we actually listen to now in the UK?
Hello.
We have...
Rock.
And now that's it. That's unsubscribed. And now we're not. Oh, man.
So, can I tell you a story of how I got this bagel?
Oh, yeah. Tell me how you got the bagel.
Because you said there's no way it was that
bagel. Well, yeah, like... I mean, I've ordered many bagels in my life. And it's usually gone like this. I want that particular seeds on that bagel... Toasted.
That's how it started, actually.
With that spread.
What other spreads can you get besides cream
Ooh,
cheese?
Ooh, I love me a chive cream cheese, mate. I love me a chive cream cheese.
Me.
No, me. Not you. You love whatever you love.
So.
Go ahead, Chris.
I rolled up to this generic coffee shop.
You were on a bike.
We did see a bike here on the way here, which is awfully weird because it's kind of dark.
You saw a bike on the way here?
Like a man riding.
Wow. Wow. What an unbelievable story. It's like somebody in China saying, I saw a car. Yeah, you can have two modes of vehicle.
Thanks, Mr.
Sir, go ahead.
For that great observation.
Mr. what?
Mr. Lumpface.
Stop talking about that growth.
She get that checked out.
Your nose?
She get that checked out.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't think I'm going to get it checked out till I can see it with my own eyes without using a mirror. Like, I want to see it as like a haze.
Yeah, so it's like your nose, then.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, look, there's my nose.
I know, I can actually just see a little bit of my nose. Oh,
look, my nose. Is it still there?
Who do you say that to?
To yourself.
Oh, look, I found it. Oh, my dad. I thought my dad had it the whole time with that stupid fucking finger thing. Oh, yeah, you know.
Got your nose.
So.
Well, that's all. Dad.
You rolled up like some kind of pimp in early 2000s rap.
Roll up to this generic coffee shop.
Yeah.
To purchase.
Who, if they want to sponsor, can feel free to sponsor.
To purchase your, tea.
Was your Portuguese father with you?
No, he wasn't. He's in bed. To purchase your tea.
Oh, fuck, I hate when it doesn't stay.
My iced drink. Mm. And my bagel.
Mm. You didn't get anything, Michael?
No.
He did not. He said he was, not hungry.
They have beverage. Were you thirsty? Mm-hmm. No. You guys ever get that? Like a reverse hiccup where you actually inhale? That's been happening to me lately. It's been like that, not that dramatic.
That's called breathing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like gasping for air, that sounded like.
Sorry, gasp.
Grasp. Yeah, I think if you're doing a mime on a fucking audio thing.
That's what grasp is.
Y'all got it.
So.
Anyway, so you rolled up.
I wanted to have, initially, what?
How much water could possibly have evaporated? I just opened this.
I don't know,
it didn't evaporate, they just didn't fill it. Why did they double cup it?
Because you know how hot hot water is? It's fucking boiling
water. In the name, you fuck.
Yeah, hot. Sorry, go ahead.
So, I wanted something to snack on. Yeah. So I wanted some wedges of the potato variety.
But they never have them. They never have them.
My first question.
I'm on a tangent just for a second. Mm-hmm. When you order the wedges, because this happens to me every time, I expect them to be crispy. But somehow, they have...
They're not.
No matter how closely I look at them, they appear to be crispy, always.
And then they're like...
And then you feel it, and it's like a damp towel.
Yeah. That's why I don't really like wedges. From places like that. They're never crispy. But sometimes, actually,
do you like a crispy... See, that's the other problem, then they overcook them.
Yeah. But it depends on the size, like where they cut the potatoes, because they don't cut them evenly, so then some of them get really...
I think it's very difficult. I think they just have a machine that does it, they're never... I think they try to get it longitudinally, like the longest part in, so you get the longest wedge. Otherwise, if you do the other way, it's chunks.
Yeah, but then that one...
It would be like tater tots.
That one...
I've never had those.
The biggest one, then, is never going to be... It's always going to be your flimsy hot towel one, because it's never going to cook, because the biggest one...
No, that's just because you're paying somebody... $6 an hour, who doesn't give a fuck about how the wedges come out. Can I have wedges? They'll be ready in 8 minutes. That's, nobody ever cooks like that in real life. Anyway, sorry, Chris.
So, first thing because of my previous knowledge of that the wedges are never existent, I asked, do you guys still have wedges? Because it's a late hour. So.
Yeah.
To which he replied, no.
Did you go to that new one close by?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was there at 3 o'clock. They didn't have a meter at that time.
3 p.m.
Yeah, no, in the morning.
They didn't have a what?
Wedges either at that time.
Oh,
when I was no, sorry, not 3 p.m. It was closer to 6.
I believe the wedges at this generic coffee shop is the equivalent to the ice cream machine at a generic burger place, fast food.
You mean the flurries?
No, those are always there, but the actual soft serve.
Oh,
have you ever asked for soft serve? The machine's
no, because soft serve to me is too close to being melted.
Because like soft serve. Good.
It's nice because it's got a nice texture.
Remember
nice
that time that the ice cream truck came by and he was the only one that got a soft serve ice cream and then we were enjoying our slushies?
What did we get? Did we get a slushie?
We got slushies.
Oh, I missed a good slushie.
So our hands...
We need to go to 7-Eleven. I haven't had a slushie in a long time.
It was free the other day.
No.
It was Slurpee Day or 7-Eleven Day.
That's on 7-Eleven.
No, but they gave out free Slurpees.
To what, one person?
No, to everybody.
Was it on 420?
Why didn't nobody tell me this?
Maybe. 420.
I like me a Slurpee.
You like to slurp it, eh?
There goes all the Christians who subscribed.
Well, they left a long
time. Yeah, they left a long time.
When I made my virtues and vices.
Yeah, anyway, sorry. So you rolled up the order, you asked for the wedges.
No wedges. I said...
By the way, how did they say it to you?
No. Because I said, do you guys sell wedges?
Was it an old guy named Morty?
No, it was...
Now!
It went, no, sir.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. That's pleasant.
Okay.
Like that, you can help but smile.
Yes. So then I said...
Fuck him.
So then I said...
Fuck him, bastard.
Alright, could I just get a bagel?
Fucking wedges. Don't call me sir, give me a fucking wedges. Yeah, sorry.
So, actually, no, he didn't just go no. First he went, do we have wedges?
Just like out to the line.
And then the other guy just went, no!
It's the same guy in two places?
Yeah, he was just talking to himself.
He's a time traveler.
So then, I said, alright, could I just get a bagel?
Ooh.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. Alright, so I'd like
I'm out of bagels.
I said, okay, what kind of bagel would you like?
Ooh,
said,
well done, the round one.
I'd like a, well, yes. I said, I'd like a plain bagel,
ooh,
toasted with butter. That's it, simple. To which he said, okay, sir, no problem.
No butter.
Sir, we are actually out of plain bagel. No. Then it was fine. Then we went to the window.
You know what I would love if he said, no, I'm out of toasted.
The toaster is broken.
No, not even. Just have no toasted.
Or I'm out of butter. I'm out of butter.
We have no toasted.
We don't
left.
Have toasted.
You can just get plain bagels.
So then I roll up to the window after rolling up to the machine that I order. And then he gives me the tea for you.
Yeah.
The drink for me. And then goes, sir, we're actually out of plain bagels.
So he waited. He made you wait.
Yes. And then I said, all right, no problem. What do you guys have? To which he then said, well, we have Porchies. We have everything.
Porchies.
Chris
knows this accent gets to me so much.
But he, that's actually how he was speaking.
Yeah, I believe it. Because I think, was it a very happy guy? Thin guy?
Yeah, it was a thin guy.
Yeah, he almost forgot to, well, he forgot to give me my coffee.
Well, he almost gave us somebody else's coffee.
Yeah, then he also gave us two coffees.
I think he's new. I was waiting there and I go. I said to him, is it a busy day today? And that was wrong because I don't think anybody's ever talked to him today.
He's like,
and he's like, all of a sudden he's leaning out the window, waiting there, arms crossed. Now I feel awkward. This guy's halfway in my car. And then, so he gives me the sandwich, which I didn't get a combo because they had no wedges. So he gives me, and then I also had two drinks. And then so I'm waiting there, and like, I'm like, okay, do I say anything? Do I not? And then I said, oh, I think I'm supposed to get a coffee. I said, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Oh, I'm so sorry. And the guy will wait for 30 seconds, like, what the fuck? The place is this big. The place is as big as a shoebox. I don't know where he went to make this coffee.
He went to hide.
Perfect. Bye!
So then, he said,
I think it was the same guy.
Probably was. So then I said, okay, so what
only two people work in that one.
There were only two people there. So then he said, well, we have porchis, we have everything, and we have sesame seed. I said, all right, cool, I'll have a sesame seed. Okay, sir, no problem. 5 seconds later, he comes back. We actually have no sesame seed. I'm like, all right, so what do you guys have? We only have everything.
So plain bagel.
So do you have anything or do you have everything? Yeah, we only have everything.
That's okay, what you should have said. Like, right, plain bagel. We have everything. Plain bagel.
No, sir. Just everything. So then a plain bagel. I want it. You have everything. No, like the everything.
Yeah.
So then he said, okay, I'll have that. So then I said, yeah, I'll have an everything. He said, okay. And then I got my everything bagel. Then, as I'm waiting for my everything
bagel. That draft was very precarious, so you gotta be careful.
Oh no, yeah.
That's terrible.
So then I'm waiting for my everything bagel.
Yeah, because it's so backed up on the whole
street. But not even that. The exit is the entrance. As I was leaving, somebody fucking came in almost hit me straight, like, straight on.
Then as I'm waiting for my everything bagel, he comes back and gives me another cup, and I went, is this for me? He goes, oh no. And he took it back, and I went, alright. And then I got my bagel and came here. So that was the story of my bagel.
Yeah, we were talking about that, how crappy it's set up. They gotta move it on to
the ocean. Well, because it wasn't really set up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what can you do? It's 24 hours, actually. I asked them.
Oh, is it?
I said, what time do you guys close? He said, 24 hours. He said, never.
Help me!
Never.
He said, help!
I haven't been out here in 6 days.
It's a good thing we have wedges.
Now, here's the thing. You think they have a bathroom in Neptune Orange?
They have to.
Because I think...
Only. But there's no seating area.
No, there isn't. But I think if I took a shit in there, I could clear that Tim Hortons because it's so small.
You'd be clearing of staff only, though.
It's right, there's only one person in there.
There were two guys.
The second guy looked like... No, when I was there, there was a lady.
You have to close the store to take your shit if you were working there.
Wow, so hard, it's a fucking drive-thru. They have the front door open. For what purpose? I don't know. To throw the bagel if there's a line.
You know what I also don't like? When you go to a drive-thru and then they tell you to park.
Oh, that upsets me.
It's like, it defeats the whole fucking purpose.
That upsets me. Drive-thrus in general, I don't really like because I don't... Something changed. I don't like eating in the car. I find it very uncomfortable now. Like, because I'm always worried about where things are going to fall and then... But then the problem is, when you go to these places, if you don't have it fucking hot, it's shit. One, I only ever go to, let's say, the largest fast food chain when it's really late and I'm, like, particularly drunk. And, like, that's all that's open.
That's fair.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. So one day... I got like, this is how bad it was, but even this is how much it shows you that I keep my head when I'm drunk. I got it and I wait till I got home to eat them. It was like three burgers or something like that. So I had two. And whenever I drink a lot, the next morning I wake up early, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much I drank, I wake up earlier than normal. You know, and so I got up and I sat at my desk. And then I'm like, oh, I still have a burger left. It was like ding! It was like, woo, woo, woo!
It was a choo-choo train.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I bit into it and I'm like, oh, this is fucking disgusting. I mean, you have to be drunk to eat.
Yeah,
this.
But that's more than just cold. That's a day old.
It's only 4 hours.
Oh, that's true.
Like, if you order the burger at 4 a.m. and you're eating at 8:30 that morning, I've had meals, like, you eat dinner at 6, you had the leftovers at 11. They're still okay.
Wait, you eat your leftovers on the same day?
The leftover from 4 hours ago.
No, I don't, you know what the weird thing is? I don't do even 3 meals anymore a day. I tend to only do 1 big meal a day now. And it's even that I don't eat that much. Is it? They always change. Like, for years, eggs were no good because of cholesterol. Now it's good cholesterol.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But, no, I heard you're supposed to eat a bigger lunch.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you work...
The problem is they don't want you to... it's not good to go to bed on a full stomach, because then...
Why? Why, you're going to drown?
Also...
Why, your stomach is too heavy, you can't breathe?
Have you ever heard that you're not supposed to swim after you eat?
Yeah, for like 20 minutes, because you might get cramped and get carried away by the undercurrent.
That's fucking BS.
I know, I think if you live near an ocean...
Listen.
Then okay.
Yeah.
Because the undercurrent is actually... I don't know if you ever...
Been in an ocean?
No, if you ever actually experienced it. Like, but not like... We don't live near a sea, so our undercurrent is nothing. But when you go to, like, let's say the lakes we go to in the summer, sometimes you're like,
holy fuck,
I just walk straight. What the fuck? All of a sudden you're so far from where,
yeah,
from where you started walking. But that's what they say, because if you get a cramp, then you can't swim and then you drown. That's apparently where it comes from. But it's like all these things. It's like an over precaution, an over safety.
I also heard that you shouldn't go to bed with your hair wet.
Why? Because you might drown?
See, that was a good use of your stupid joke.
That's the other ones.
Those are the only ones I know of.
You shouldn't go outside if your hair is wet.
You shouldn't go to bed with a mouthful of water. Why? You might drown.
You shouldn't go outside with
why?
Your hair
wet. Why? What's the wet hair thing?
I don't know.
In the summer, if it's very warm, I advocate going to bed with wet hair. Keeps you cool.
But what if you drown?
Huh?
What if you drown?
Then you'll be really cold.
Yeah.
It's a risk you gotta take.
Then you're 100% at room temperature.
If that's what you really want, then by all means, be my guest.
Yeah. But there are superstitions like that. None of them come to mind now, of course, but there are.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? People have their beliefs.
I had something in mind, and now I lost it.
It's probably because your mind drowned.
It went with my hair wet. Mm. But like, when you say hair wet, you mean like Chewbacca hair wet? Like, how much hair?
Like out of the shower. When you, after you take a shower, do you blow dry your hair?
No. I just use a towel and I go,
if yeah, but hang on, you guys, your hairstyles, you in particular, Chris.
That's me.
Yeah. Am I pointing at you?
I don't know, they can't tell.
I just went blind. Am I pointing at you?
Yes. No. Maybe.
You in particular, and you as well, don't have a hairstyle at the moment that benefits from blow drying.
Well, he's lying.
Oh, he's gonna show you the picture. I straightened my hair the other day.
Did you? And?
It's fucking long, bro.
Longer than this?
Oh, absolutely longer than that.
Take off your hat.
Right now, they're still gelling.
Oh my god, I just realized.
What?
Your beard is nice. Yeah, but that's just stupidity. That's just you being alpha.
No, not that one,
I don't
man.
Have the other one.
How does he get a picture like that?
Because he sent it to me and I screenshot it.
Fucking idiot.
What do you mean, how?
You, what the hell was going on in your basement that day with...
Oh, we were making...
A chappity boop, 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 boop.
We were making fire beats, fam. They were flames.
Be honest, when you were recording that, you're like... But you're not supposed to strain it directly vertical.
I just strained it. I didn't do anything to it.
This is obviously your girlfriend's house.
This is obviously her doing, yes.
I've never seen this crown molding at your house.
This crown molding, yeah, that's true.
He's like, oh my god, I just noticed.
Oh my god, she does have crown molding.
Oh my god, I totally
did you see this video
house.
That I put back on my story?
Yeah, that I felt bad though for her.
Which one?
The one where he scares his grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
Poor lady, she's sleeping.
Hey! No!
You know what? Yeah, your grandkids are gonna be so... You're gonna probably lose a leg. That's the prick they're gonna give you.
He's so funny with grandpa.
No, but that's what my brother's doing. He puts her through.
Your brother's Snapchat still to me up. I fucking don't get it. Him playing with Sarah in the go-kart. That's what I remember from last week. Or
the
2 weeks ago. Wait, what are you looking at him? They do exist. There are things.
I don't watch
it. I didn't say the platypus. It's a fucking go-kart.
Platypuses?
Platypi?
No, platypuses. Platypussies.
Platy vaginas, I think.
Yeah, that's actually the, yeah. It's, cool. the Latin name is actually platyclitoris. That's actually the Latin name.
They do exist.
It means, it means actually, I think directly translated, it means, fishy, hairy thing.
Yes.
Are they not extinct?
With capabilities to be both wet and dry.
They, I mean, yes, they are not
extinct.
Are they?
Extinct.
They're not, no. He said, are they not extinct?
And yes, they are not extinct. With your ridiculous question.
Are they not still here? Maybe not.
Like, what's the other one? Do you mind? And nobody gets really what that means.
Nobody?
Do you mind? Probably. Yes. So I can come in?
No.
Yes. No. What? Do you mind? Yes. So can I come in? No. What?
Nobody knows how to speak English.
No.
Really. I don't think anybody does.
No, but do they exist only in captivity?
Wait, are we
no, I think there are. Are they native to Australia? I think something like that.
Okay.
Chris, look it up.
I got it.
Which reminds me.
What is it?
This needs to go on airplane mode just in case somebody calls.
What? Who's going to call
that's
you?
Not airplane.
Yeah, that's night mode, you fuck.
Excuse me. It's fucking nighttime.
Well, you're not wrong. It is nighttime. Those are looking up Platypi.
So anyway, what's new, boys? You boss might be enjoying this time
you
of the year.
You boss me.
Yeah, that's that
you
was.
You boss
wait, no, wait. I can speak again. You guys must both be enjoying this time of year. Playoffs going on and
wait,
all.
Wait, hold on. Before we, I want to see what
the Leafs got eliminated.
Oh, look.
Who gives a fuck
platypus
about
pearl. Platypus? Scientists use platypuses.
See?
Or simply platypus.
Let's face it, they're
the
scientists.
Term, colloquially, the term platypi is used.
By
this
whom?
People make
platypus pies.
By colloquials.
Yeah, those people who make cologne,
it's
right?
It's technically incorrect, though. The correct Greek plural
Where are they from?
Shut up. The correct Greek plural would be platypodes.
Platypods?
No, I said platypodes.
So it's O-D-E-S?
That's correct.
But Chris,
click the wiki link? Wait a second.
I'm gonna go, yeah, maybe Australia.
See, they're not extinct. Look, they're not threatened.
They're not threatened?
Not yet. Okay, now Mike's gonna go kill a bunch.
They're near threatened.
Oh, what the fuck does that mean? Does that mean like there's a knife in the room, but neither person's holding it?
It's just kind of there. They're near a threat. Yeah. Well, according to the scale, there's 7 levels, and they're at the level 2 level, which is near threatened.
Nearly threatened.
Three out of the 7 levels is threatened.
Ooh.
And then the one after that is ew. And then the last one is extinct.
What's the first level?
So least concern. On the scale,
so that's like what, spiders?
That means like, fuck, they're everywhere.
Like rabbits.
Like
fucking humans.
Yeah.
Like people named Michael. Can people stop choosing that name?
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
Like, honestly, for fuck's sake. Everybody, every Tom, Dick, and Harry's named Michael.
Which one of you fucks guessed Australia?
I did.
Good job.
That was a pure guess, 1,000,000%. If it's possible to be that certain about something.
Did you know that they lay eggs? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
I make omelets from them.
Wait, did you actually not know?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait.
Mike, it's very easy.
It's a yes or no.
That's like my mother. My mother, lately she does this thing like call out every time. You ask her a question, she says, huh? And then she answers the question.
Oh, I do that
so
all
for
time.
Example, Ma, what's 2 + 2? She goes, huh? 4. What's the...
it's that moment.
She goes, Ma, what's 5 + 5? What do you mean? 10. What the...
Well, she's confused as to why you're asking her math in the middle of the day.
No, I don't. My mother is terrible with math. You will redo this. She will redo the same equation 10 times and still be uncertain.
Are you getting the same answer?
Yeah, she's not very comfortable with mathematics.
It's okay, it's not everybody is.
So when she sees a calculator, it's like her crucifix to a vampire. My mother is also a cat. Speaking of pussies, what's new, bros? I couldn't help myself.
Well,
sometimes when I see that.
Prior to my arrival here.
Oh, what's new? Let me think of the last 20 minutes.
Well, you asked earlier about the playoffs.
Oh, that's right, the playoffs.
I was going to...
Who is they?
The Raptors.
That's correct.
So who do they face now?
They are going to face the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
again.
God.
And if they play anything like they did today...
Were we not here? We are fucked. Were we not here?
No,
last time they played them? And that they beat them with that slam dunk from far away.
The slam dunk from far away. What is it, Space Jam?
Oh,
we were here.
Yes. Recorded that other podcast.
That lost one.
Yeah.
That one is lost.
Oh, that was a joy.
Is that the lost one?
That's the lost one.
Oh, that was a good one.
Should we do a recording during the game?
Do you really want me to not pay attention to conversation?
Not just that. Is it just so me and Michael can laugh at you for an hour?
Being stressed? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was stressed today. They were up by 25 and we won by like 6.
We may have discussed this before, and on the previous podcast I did discuss this. Do you...
I just touched my nose.
Before?
Ah, for fun.
Did something just explode somewhere?
Whee!
The fucking North Korea just let off a bomb?
Whee!
Somebody told me today, Oh, everybody in Asia says Koreans are the Italians of Asia.
What does that mean?
Hey, that's what I said.
Do they make pasta?
They're like short temper. So here's when you think, are they being racist to me?
Or are they being racist
or to themselves? They're like, oh, hot tempered, love soccer. And then he's a very nice guy. Then he paused. And then I'm like,
is that it?
Then I was like, I didn't know this. This is news to me.
Good. It's good to learn new things. So sorry, what were you saying before this?
I had this query on the previous podcast. I think we might have discussed this before. You're a long-term Raptors fan.
Yes.
Through the shitty years.
That was
so fun. Like when people were burning Vince Carter jerseys.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Were they actually doing that? I'm just going to say that.
I don't remember if people burned jerseys.
I'm going to say, when people were burning, let's face it.
He's still playing, eh?
Yeah, he's
basketball jerseys are 100% polyester. They must burn like crazy. They must get like a very noxious gas.
Yeah, probably.
So, you're a long-term fan.
Yeah.
And now that, shockingly, I noticed this year that in this last season of sports.
Last season of sports.
Like, no, in all sports, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, all the Toronto teams have made it to the playoffs and made it quite far besides the Leafs.
But no one expected the Leafs.
But my thing is this, you've supported them through the shit.
Through the shit.
Now that they're being widely supported by the city.
Right.
Does that upset you?
No.
No.
It upsets
me. Not upset you, sorry, upsets the wrong word, but like, do you feel like it's, like your experience is cheapened because here are these bandwagoners?
Like you deserve it more.
No.
Not deserve it more, but it should be for you more because you're there during the shit.
No, I don't, it's, everyone should enjoy good times. Mm-hmm. I understand bad times aren't for everybody. Because life is shitty as it is. Why would you want to stress yourself out more?
Why do you have to be stressed? At the end of the day, it's just a game.
Well, I was stressing
today. Like, I stress myself out over the Arsenal. That's my team.
Yeah, so Arsenal? Who are you to say that he can't stress himself out over his team?
Fuck no, because at the end of the day, I'm like, it's a game.
Yeah, and then I get over it within 20 minutes.
Okay, exactly. So 20 minutes.
During the period.
Sorry, where is the during? Can you do it again with your
it's
hands?
Right here.
Oh, you're holding it there. That's
not
the
over here. Over here is
that's
the prior.
Wait, no, that's the actual during.
Listen, this is the prior.
Richard Pryor.
No, actually, it's his uncle. This is the prior.
Oh, Jeremy. Oh, you were such a lovely man.
See?
See?
This is the dream.
And they told us we were going to smash your head on the vice.
What's your question?
Do you feel...
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
See, my mother.
It's me! Ha-ha!
Hi, Mom.
That was me taking off the mask.
I always knew you were a basketball fan.
That's your mom, true for basketball.
Yeah, my mother goes, wee!
With two hands.
Wee!
Wee!
My mother, if you showed her two jerseys, I don't think, even with 10 guesses, with two jerseys... Toronto and somebody else, you would never guess the Toronto one.
But what if it said Toronto on the front?
Yeah. Huh?
What if it said Toronto on the front?
Yeah, it's my mother. I told you, 2 + 2.
It's 4. Huh?
See? Exactly.
You know, your mom's over here now. Can you keep up? We're all over the place.
It's like that guy at Tim Hortons.
He couldn't keep up. But, to actually answer your question.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't upset me. And it just bothers me if the people talk as if they know things.
Yeah,
like, I would never watch a Leaf game and go, this fucking guy doesn't know how to skate. Cause I don't know how to skate.
What's their tip? Are you
I'm a fucking guy, you know? Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would go, well, that's
don't worry, Mike. Don't worry, Michael. We'll leave.
Sounds like a shooter.
So every time I see you in these pants. At least I've changed out of my camos.
No, you should have worn your camos.
These are very interesting pants though.
You should also get rid of that sighting I'm having over here. It's gone now, thank you. Keep it, no.
Corduroy.
But, do you remember the book
Corduroy Bear?
Oh, this
Corduroy
guy
Bear?
Corduroy
was
Bear.
He made from my pants?
No, he was made from someone else's
I vaguely
pants.
Do.
Was he
a bear that
show.
Got lost?
Was
he a bear that got lost?
Book that turned into a show.
Was he a bear that got lost?
I think that
probably.
Was,
probably. Bears get lost all the time.
Bears do get lost.
Really, Michael, they'd be one bear that's got lost.
Corduroy Bear.
Fucking.
You got lost.
I think maybe two bears that have gone.
Winnie
lost.
The Pooh probably got lost at least.
No,
once.
I was thinking, what's it? Paddington. Paddington also got lost.
Ooh, that guy like
no, he didn't get lost.
That
he knew he was going to. That was a very good movie. Did you watch it?
No,
that's a very good movie.
I don't even know who that is.
Paddington
I'm actually
bear?
Very excited for Kung Fu Panda 4.
I'm not.
Well, at least somebody
that's
has to be
good.
So good. Good on you.
I've
man.
Also wanted to go see
keeping
Beauty and the Beast, but I haven't
franchise alive.
Haven't had time.
You haven't had time to go watch Beauty and the Beast?
I really want
to
go.
Well, I'll give you a summary. The candle
don't spoil it for me, okay?
The candlestick is French, and he wants you to be his guest. Or actually, the guest of everybody.
I never saw the original, so...
You said the guest of everybody. That's very hard to do. Can you be multiple people's guests?
Yeah, you can.
Like, more than one family?
I don't know. How many families are in that castle?
It's very weird. I don't know.
Because they used to be people.
Mrs. Potts is like 80 years old. She has a son who's 12. And the father we don't know.
Adopted, maybe.
It's very hard to adopt a teacup with a chip.
No, but that they were once... But they were once...
I think when you adopt one, you actually buy it.
No, but how would she buy it? She herself is a...
Pot. She went to the store. She said, here are my 10 francs. Give me a teacup. That's half French, half German. That's like a French-German person buying something like in 1942.
Here are my
10 francs. It's very specific.
I want just one cup with one chip in it. It has to be alive and dance and sing. That was actually Walt Disney's voice. He went to France in the middle of the war. Find me that dancing teacup. I want to bring it back to Disney World.
Have you been to Disney World?
No.
How about Disneyland?
What's the difference? I'm not sure the difference. To me, one is in the world and the other's on land, so they're both good for me.
Have you been to any of the Disney places? Neither have I.
I've been to Wonderland.
Briefly.
That's not Disneyland.
I haven't been to Wonderland in
10 years.
Years.
Like four.
I never
went there for the Halloween thing that they have.
Halloween Haunties?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Is it like... Halloween's just one of those things that's like, fuck sakes.
It's for the children.
Really, though? I think it's for people who just don't want to wear much.
Yeah.
Which is always hilarious, because everybody always thinks it's going to be warmer than it is. People forget it's the day before November, so it's fucking cold. You idiots.
You're not wrong. It is very chilly in October prior to
it's
November.
It's kind of scary. Like, you're thinking... They say, never take anything from a stranger.
Here's a whole day dedicated to taking things from
but
strangers.
But here you're gonna go get edible things from a stranger.
Yes, precisely.
So there used to be a house in our neighborhood that used to give us like
cans of Coke. Yeah, we got that too.
And pencils.
Pencils were like,
I don't
fuck
remember.
You.
Yeah, but then you know what? Then like 6 years later when you open your drawer and you're like, I need a pencil. You're like, that fucking douchebag who had a box of pencils lying around his house.
Like, thanks, man.
Like instead of not answering the door, he actively gave pencils to people.
Michael, what are you going to remember? What are you going to remember more? That can of Coke or the pencil?
Well, I remember both of them equally, to be honest.
One Halloween years and years ago.
Coolie Jammers
were good
too. You ever get Jammers?
Yeah, we did get Coolie Jammers.
Little Jammers.
Coolie Jammers. The fucking little... This is me.
What is it?
It's a little Coolie Jammers.
It's a little crappy.
It's a little like an aluminum pouch. It's like a
Capri Sun.
Okay, so let's work backwards. What's a Capri Sun?
Oh, fuck.
It's
okay,
like a juice box, but it's in a little Tetra Pak.
In a pouch form. Oh, Tetra Pak.
No, Tetra Pak's actually the square, though.
I never liked that. It was always weird sucking on that thing for juice.
It's like a tit.
It's not like a tit.
His girlfriend listens to this. Is it really Michael like a tit? So you want it? Let's back it up fully. In what ways is it like a teat?
A teat.
Liquid comes out when you suck it, I guess, Michael, right?
Are you telling us
your girlfriend, a lactating tit?
I was about to say your girlfriend is lactating.
You shouldn't suck a lactating.
The question
then
becomes: is the child yours?
Ooh,
well,
good question.
Actually, we'll put it like this: does the lactate taste like you, or does it taste like somebody else?
He put his hands in his pockets, and then Harlem shook for some reason. How was the response?
You're the one that's like a teat, so I'm just asking. Does it have that weird crinkly aluminum feel?
We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you have to twist off a cap first before you
There's no cap to twist. You just take the straw and poke it through the seal.
Yeah. Do you?
Poke it through the seal.
So hang on, before you suck a teat, you bring a straw? You're like, hang on! Where's my straw? I can't start until I get my straw.
You gotta pierce the seal.
Then you puncture the seal. Yeah.
Now I feel like I have to. I have to cut myself.
Prepared. Have you ever tried to use a straw? You know how the straws like
the bendy ones?
No. But one end it's like on an angle.
Yes.
So that you can use that to puncture
the pokey side.
Oh, from like a
Kool-Aid jam
box.
Yeah,
like a juice box.
It's like on a 45.
Yeah. I still can't believe you said like a teacher. That's gonna stick with me for a while.
A la 45, you know.
We're moving on from the teats.
Oh, God. That's
we are pressing forward. Michael, continue with your discussion.
How hard are you squeezing?
Michael, continue with your discussion about the 45 of the
Is it like, is it full fat? Is it like table cream? 75%?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What about these straws?
I just have to work through this mentally. Otherwise I'm never going
to
get
to it. I've never tried to use the straw on the opposite side of the 45.
It's pretty hard to do that.
Yeah.
Get out like a teat, he said.
I also like that when you go to get a Slurpee from 7-Eleven, the straws have like a little spoony, scoopy side.
Little scoopsker. Scoopsky potatoes.
Scoopsky booty.
Okay, I think I'm coming back.
Woo. Welcome back. This is the
that one.
This is the podcast that you invented.
It's rare that I have a fit of hilariousness in my mind, but that was... Sometimes there's too many jokes and I can't get through the ball, so they all just build up in my head and I have to work through them in my mind.
And then you just spend like 5 minutes laughing? Like what?
Yeah, just to myself.
He goes through each one.
Because I can't believe you said like a teat.
I said tit. Did I say teat?
No, you said tit.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure you said tit.
Because all I have to say is if there was a woman, I would be like saying, like a dick, and then I would even laugh more.
You should have used the straw.
Did you see that video of that girl fixing the dent in her car with a dildo?
What do you mean fixing it with a dildo? Is that possible? Was she banging the dent out?
No, like it had like a suction, so she just put it on the thing and then she pulled it out.
That's
how strong is that suction? That's dangerous. What if she?
Want that thing moving around.
What if
around?
She accidentally falls on the dildo and it's suctioned onto her for years and she can't take it out without ripping out a part of her ass? What if that happens? It's happened before.
To you, personally?
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Which part?
The teat.
Oh, we're still on that one.
The teat. Bring it up, that. Is using a dildo cheating? I have to know before I buy one. Is it cheating? Genuinely, like I'm just curious. See that? Now Chris has got to go through it for 5 minutes. He's got to think.
I don't know. Cheating, I think, is more of a question of betrayal with someone else.
I'm a Shakespearean novel.
Yeah, but hang on though.
Question of betrayal.
A dildo is, okay, what I'm saying is this, is that...
Is there one penis that's used for all dildo molds? Is there just one guy where they're like, yeah, you're the dildo penis?
It's actually an ancient Greek guy who...
It's one of the philosophers.
Yeah, whose dick was cast in bronze. That's actually him being flaccid. That's not even his
mold.
What I'm saying is this, is that, let's face it, a hand is not a vagina.
Fair.
A dildo, though, is most likely bigger than your penis.
But who's to say that she is using a dildo?
Have you watched any kind of... Okay, is she using a vibrator?
No, she could be using her hand as well.
You know where the hand has been?
Stay. You guys do this.
No, because, yeah, because like, now Chris is going for his 5 minutes.
There's five more.
Because here's the thing, what constitutes cheating? Because when I get very bored, I read whatever stories are on Snapchat, which is actually pathetic. Because every day...
I do that too, actually.
Every day it's just another picture of Kim Kardashian's ass, and you're like, really?
Did you see the one today?
Briefly. But you know what the problem is? Like, after a while, it's just not appealing, because it's everywhere.
Her?
Yeah, personally? It's like when you go for... It's like when you go for all-you-can-eat food. You're like, wow, this is amazing. And then you're like, this is just grotesque.
No, but for me, when I leave an all-you-can-eat place, it's like, I'm never fucking doing this again. But
that's not really the main thread of the conversation. The main thread of the conversation was this.
No, but the...
Is that, did you read the texting your ex is cheating?
No, I didn't. What was it?
It's texting your ex.
Oh.
Or other women. Or men, whatever the sex is.
But what are you texting them though? I feel like the topic is...
Wait a thing. Let's play out the scenarios.
Scenario.
Because I understand that on one extreme, sending dick pics and receiving vagina pics, which I actually don't think are that appealing, if I'm being honest.
Mm,
vagina weird. Just looks like the anus to a fish to me sometimes, I have to be honest. It's just not appealing. The outside of a vagina is attractive. Yes, the inside...
Why are you getting an inside pic of
her? Not like a scope.
Look, she's not putting the phone inside her vagina. That's just cause radiation poisoning. I'm just saying. Oh, I can't do it. But anyway.
No, I agree.
That end of the spectrum, I understand.
Sure.
But like, I've never been in the situation to text an ex because I haven't even had a non-ex. I don't even know what the present tense of X is.
So you have current?
So yeah.
Well, let's face it. I've never had a girlfriend where I say this is my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just say this is neither the person I'm having dinner with today.
Ooh.
You guys know. Ooh. You guys know how it is.
This player.
Well, you guys know. But anyway, beyond that. Let's just say messaging an ex friendly, like, you know.
Hey.
Happy Halloween.
I think that's unnecessary.
See, I also agree. See, I would imagine myself, if I ever have an ex and then a non-ex,
yeah.
that I would sever all ties.
Yeah.
I would cut, it would be 100%. Either you're my friend or her friend, and that's it.
But to say it's cheating
but like,
is a little extreme. I mean, I would agree that it's
for me, dumb. I think it's who sends the first text, if I'm being honest.
Sure, if I had an ex that sent the first text to me, I would say, I would
Does respond. She also have a teat like a Kool-Aid cup? Or whatever.
A Kool-Aid cup. A cup! And there's Kool-Aid in the cup! So the liquid.
Oh, wait, what's it called?
It's
a crispy jammer?
A crispy jammer.
What's it called?
This guy's like a fucking 90-year-old
crispy chicken
man.
Jammer. I have no idea what it's called. What's
a
it called?
Kool-Aid jammer.
Yeah. What are you, like 80?
But then the other one. I never had this stuff as a kid.
Never mind.
I never had, what was that other juice box?
Capri Sun.
That's what I was looking for. Caprice.
I feel like that's very American. Oh,
is it from Caprice in Italy? You guys are so European.
A Capri Sun.
I'm European.
Sorry, so anyway. For me, I believe it's who initiates.
Yeah.
In the wrong?
So let's say, I had an ex, okay, in this alternate universe, where I'm a successful good person,
who actually
fulfilled some destiny in life. And I had an ex.
You guys know that Capri Suns were introduced in 1969?
And you're calling me 80? Fucking guys. You guys have been fucking that shit.
You guys have been fucking that
what's
shit.
What's their slogan? Like a teat?
Yeah, them and whoever Kool-Aid. Does like a rock.
Yeah, our Kool-Aid cups. Yeah, look it up. Kool-Aid. Is that a thing? That's gotta be a thing. Look
okay,
it up.
Hold on, let Kool-Aid me figure
cups.
Out.
What, so,
it's like you put in the Keurig.
So like,
cup. That'd
so,
be sweet.
Holy fuck.
It is a thing?
Are you a genius?
Is it?
No. Going back about the
what?
Italian island of Capri.
It is, of course, it's, I know it's an island.
It was named after the
Italian. Was it really?
That's what it says.
Why?
I don't know, the fucking guy went to Capri or some shit.
And he said, what,
he said, we're this
call
is what I'm gonna call my juice thing.
We're gonna call it Capri Cups?
No, Capri Sun.
Oh, Capri Sun.
The sun in Capri.
The sun of Caprice.
Must be. Is that, why do they have, is that where the pants are called Caprice?
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't know. Caprice to me are just people who have outgrown their pants.
Fuck, I love these pants.
But they're Caprice now.
It's like either just choose shorts or pants. I mean,
how do you feel about guys who wear Caprice?
No, I'm actually okay with it, depending on how the...
No.
Not I'm okay with, because you know that I don't mind people being fashionable. The one that really gets me is shorts with the full pulled-up socks, like you see in basketball or soccer, which
Chris
really...
Chris does it all the time.
Which I really annoys me. Why, though? Why?
Yeah,
why?
Because I have long socks. And I'm
just wear sweatpants, then.
But if it's hot...
Your tall drink of water.
What if it's hot? You're wearing socks that go into your shorts.
No,
what?
I always... Like, for example,
they
I'm
go fucking
wearing,
high, Chris. When you're wearing your ball
oh
shorts.
Oh my god. Those are fucking half hose. That's what those are called.
I never wear them like this.
You have big...
When you have your ball shorts on?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Your ball shorts. What, they got balls on them?
Yeah, there's testicles all over
I'm still
shorts.
Laughing, like, at a teeth in my head. I'm sorry. It's fucking... It's just there. I can't help myself. You have big caps, Chris. When did this happen?
When I... I don't know.
There's a joke somewhere.
When I got caps, you idiot.
Yeah, like when I was... I don't know. Also, here are some Kool-Aid cups.
No. Look, so fuck, they actually exist. I told you they exist.
Yeah, they're like little cups of the Kool-Aid, man.
See? Fucking apologize.
I'm sorry.
To Chris, not to me.
I don't care.
Because Chris, believe me 100% that they existed.
Capri Sun? No, Kool-Aid cups.
See, I never had any of these snacks as a...
No, you have Dunkaroos?
No.
Fruit Roll-Ups?
No.
Dunkaroos. Fruit by the Foot.
Like, maybe I had them
fruit
once.
Fruit Roll-Up and Fruit by the Foot were the same brand.
No, one of them was like a...
No, I like the...
Rolly
I like
roll.
Rolled
the,
up.
And then the other one was like a map.
Fruit Roll-Up was better.
The Rolly Roll?
We never had any
No,
of
not
that,
the
yeah.
foot one. Not the foot long one. The, like, little map.
Oh, the one that's like a little map.
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes
they had
little
shapes
in them? Yeah, ooh, man.
We never.
No, but we talked about... Was it last time
we never had that?
We talked about the... No.
See, that too. That
no,
also
the
applied.
Frozen things.
I recently
the
went
frozen
to...
Frozen things.
Oh,
little
no.
triangles.
Oh, the little Lolas.
Oh, Lolas. Yeah, those I
had those.
Toaster strudel, or whatever the fuck they're called, Pop-Tarts. I recently had,
Pop-Tarts.
Within the last, let's say, 14 months, I had for the first time, I went to somebody's house late at night for a tea, actually, believe it or not, I was in the air.
Wow.
And she had also known that I had never had a Pop-Tart.
We talked about this, I
think.
So she made me a Pop-Tart.
Yes.
And then we were just trying to decide if
and
it was a Pop-Tart or if it was a toaster strudel.
Because if it had frosting on top.
If it had frosting on
top,
then it was
it.
A Pop-Tart. If you had to pour it, it was a toaster strudel.
I believe it was in a toaster.
That doesn't decipher if it was a toaster.
You can
strudel.
Put anything in a toaster.
So what's the one that already has, like, you can eat it right out of the package that already
it's
has
Pop-Tart.
The that already has icing on top?
Pop-Tart.
No, this was warm.
You can warm up a pop.
Yeah, but if you put a Pop-Tart that has icing in the toaster, isn't it going to melt off?
Have I not just said we can put a Pop-Tart in a toaster?
But so it's covered with icing. That's what I'm talking about. It's covered with icing. Out of the bag.
Don't ask me questions.
I'm but it's not. It's not the kind. It doesn't melt the icing.
It's like a hard icing. You know, we're talking about the same thing.
It warms the tart.
And maybe just call it. Yeah.
I don't know why that was funny.
That's funny, but for me, laughing at the teeth. That's ridiculous.
It warms the tart.
Yeah, so that was, I have to say, I don't regret missing out on that as a child. I think that one was,
So, you know, I grew Capri Sun?
Yeah.
That was,
can I see it just so I can see?
Sorry, hold on.
Can I see it just so I can see?
No, wow.
Chris, can I see just so I can see? Just show me once.
Hold on. So then, I scrolled down a bit on the page where I grew Capri Sun.
Yeah, you're actually allowed to do that.
Yeah, and then
if you don't find the answer in the first link.
It says here, a man who was, this is a news story, in the,
You mean like a recent story or news?
Yeah, 16 hours ago.
Oh my god. We're on the cutting edge of news.
This is in the UK, I'm assuming.
Oh my god.
The link says .uk. So, a man...
It's actually pronounced dot uk.
A man who was filmed crashing his BMW. I missed the middle letter.
You mean...
A man who was filmed crashing his BMW on the Humber Bridge, stripping...
On the Humber.
Can I...
You said Humber Bridge, that's...
The Humber Bridge, that's what it
no,
says.
No, you said Humber.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, let him read the story.
Fuck off, mister, I suck on a teeth like a juice box.
A man who was filmed crashing his BMW on the Humber Bridge, stripping off and drinking a Capri Sun, has been identified as some killer.
Can I see the... Yeah, it's the Zodiac Killer. Can I see the Capri Sun picture?
Yeah, sure. This is what a Capri Sun looks like.
Vaguely remember that.
These are a bunch of
Capri I think maybe somebody at school let me try this one. We never had that
first
at home.
Picture. This is a one What's with a cool other one? Guy on it. Wow.
Oh, now that I remember.
A cool surfer dude.
Now that I remember. I had never had it for roll-up. Dunkaroos we had once in a blue moon, which is never because the moon is never blue.
Take your snacks, just like normal stuff.
Do you have cookies? Crackers?
Like fruits, probably.
No, I never took any fruits. I had well.
You have a thing for grapefruits, you probably took some grapefruits.
No, not then, at that point.
I remember.
Recess was not long enough for me to have my grapefruit how I like to eat my grapefruit.
When we used to work together, he would bring a fucking lunch bag.
I only have grapefruits.
There was one fucking grapefruit in it and a knife that wasn't peeled. So we would have to sit down and peel
the knife. Grapefruit. Is always not peeled. I don't know how you get your knives.
Good one! Fucking asshole.
Wait, it's a knife that wasn't peeled. What the fuck is that?
The grapefruit, obviously. Yeah. You fucking teeth.
But hang on, do you know why I brought the bag? It's because my grapefruit for me to eat, it has to be cold. And those fuckers that we worked with, those jackasses who were douchebags to us, the office people there wouldn't let me keep my bag, wouldn't give us access to a fridge to put our lunch in. So I'd have to keep it cold in the bag.
Oh, are you talking about when you worked at that one place?
Yeah, well, either or, because we never had access to a fridge.
Well, either or, but even when you were there, they didn't give you the fridge?
They gave it to him.
Why?
But that's because he, you know how he is, right? He put himself in the middle of the situation.
Oh.
So yeah, no, as I used to go home for lunch as a kid, so I don't really remember having, like, snacks.
I don't know. Going home for lunch would have been nice. I wish I did that.
You know, I was very lucky on that front. I never really got over it. So even when I went to high school, I rarely had a lunch. Because I couldn't do the sandwich thing. I could do that maybe once or twice a week, maybe. But then
I couldn't do the sandwich thing either.
Chris could.
Yeah,
Chris would.
Imagine if he had a bagel with cream cheese. Holy shit.
He would eat it like...
Yeah.
I don't understand. What's wrong with eating a bagel like that?
Not when it's toasted and with butter, man.
So I had
supposed to have it quarter.
You
were eating it like it was a sandwich.
Yeah, you were eating it. You know what? You were eating it like it was never cut. And that's wrong when it's toasted and buttered. You're supposed to have a quarter by quarter by quarter.
So I'm supposed to remove one half?
No, a quarter.
A quarter of the bagel.
Yes.
And then eat it.
And then eat that.
Yes. Eat it round side down.
That's a lot of extra work for putting a bagel in my mouth.
That took you that long?
Yeah, it did actually.
Isn't the whole bagel
round side up, round side down? That's good.
Isn't the whole bagel round?
No. Now, when you cut it into quarters, it's not. There's two straight edges.
Very good. You did geometry at one point.
It was a test, and you passed.
Congratulations, gold star for you.
The only one I ever did.
But yeah, I still don't understand what the problem with that was.
Do you guys remember the moment in school when you realized what you were good at courses wise, and then you realized?
Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
When I was in JK.
Grade 9 and 10, this is very hard to believe, but my math I was going to say my math scores. My math marks were incredibly high. High 80s, early 90s. Like 1890s. 1891. It was like 1891. It was like, you know, late 80s, early 90s. And then all of a sudden in grade 10, in grade 11 rather, I had like a mental shift. And math no longer, I had dreams of like grade 8, 9. I thought what I was going to do with my life was I would get like a PhD in mathematics and teach mathematics for the rest of my life. That's what I thought. And then I went to high school and tried to have a dream.
You discovered the teat.
It sucked it like a juice box. That's your girlfriend. I was gonna have this saying. That's all she's gonna think about every time you go for the areola.
I'm gonna call her juice box.
Tell her I'll give her $1,000 if when you go for the areola, she says, suck me like grape juice. I will give her $1,000 just to see your reaction on your face. Just to have that image in your mind.
But wait, so you're gonna
see- Because now that I said that, I just incepted a thought in Michael's head that when he goes for the, he's gonna think, Gasper and grape juice. Gasper and grape juice.
I probably won't, to be honest.
You'll be surprised. Do you ever have like a situation when it's like, it's hectic, and then all of a sudden you have like, an outside thought as hectic things are going on around
just
you.
Just completely irrelevant to everything going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh,
that's where I, yeah, and you're like, oh, that's where I left it. And that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna go, oh, and he'll be going, and that's exactly what's gonna happen. And then right as of this moment, you're never gonna be having grape juice again. Because you're gonna go grape juice, good thought, teat, better thought, Gasper, moment's over. Moment is over. Which one? I haven't had grape juice in a long time.
Grape juice?
I haven't had any kind of fruit juice in a long time.
What's your favorite kind of juice?
I like apple juice.
These days?
Apple juice is a staple.
Oh, I haven't had that in a long time. We used to buy by the can.
What's your top tier?
We used to buy the can.
What's the top of your tier list?
I like apple juice.
So would you put that at S tier? Is it by itself?
You mean S tier?
So the way tier lists work, S tier is the highest tier.
Who makes these tiers?
Who taught you this?
Don't ask me questions. I'll tell no lies. So, S tier is the highest tier. Then it goes A, B, C, D.
Why is S tier for that shit?
Because S is the highest. Oh. You get an S ranking.
I feel like if you have to explain this tier system to us, yeah, we should use a different one.
We're using the tier list system that I've just proposed.
No, but if you say tier less, that means there is no tiers.
Tier list, you fucking
tier list. Sorry, also Hummer Bridge.
Can we just say top three? Like,
no, I want you to put it in a tier list.
I don't even have three juices to pick from.
How many fruits are there?
Have you ever had banana juice?
Okay, papaya. No.
Dude, okay, where do you put papaya?
Banana juice. Why can't you? Why is there no banana juice?
Why did you get banana juice?
I don't like bananas in general.
Why is yellow here? Why is it there's no banana juice? Why is there never any banana juice?
I like apple juice. I like,
too late. That's your tier. Just one tier.
No, is apple juice the best of out of all the other ones?
I can't really think of any other juices.
Orange
actually,
juice.
You know, no, that I like.
Grape juice.
That I
grape
like.
Juice.
No, so then you can put it in the lower tier if you don't like it.
But then we'd be here forever because then I have to name all the fucking juices. That
there are not that many fruits.
You can have vegetable juices.
Oh, like fuck.
What?
That's a whole different tier.
Like what?
Like carrot juice.
Carrot is
tomato
fruit.
Juice. Carrot is the what?
Carrot is a fruit, he said, but then he gave you that face knowing that he was a fucking asshole.
And he ate his own words.
That I what?
Knowing that you were an asshole.
Oh. It's true.
At least you're self-aware. My top tier is orange juice, in case anybody gives a shit.
Orange juice? With pulp or without pulp?
I prefer pulp.
See, most juices these days have to be with ice. I can really only drink...
But do you want pulp or
cranberry
juice?
Cranberry juice is fucking delicious.
Cranberry juice with ice?
No,
it has to be with ice. It has to be with ice.
I don't like
cranberry juice with ice or orange juice with ice, and that's really
orange juice with ice is a no for me.
Because most juices... I don't know if you guys are there yet, but... I've noticed considerably year on year.
I'm currently here.
The amount of sweetness I can take, like sweet food I can eat, is diminishing.
Well, I've actually been starting
to
notice my sugar intake is like vast. I need to cut it down.
My sugar intake's not that. I'm not a sugar. You guys know my I err more on the side of savory.
The other day at 10:30 p.m.
Certain
I bought
sweets,
a box
yeah,
of
but
Fruit Loops. So I don't think I'm there yet.
See, Fruit Loops I can never eat. That was just
Fruit Loops are fucking.
I like Lucky Charms,
done.
But the chocolate
I
ones.
Don't
no.
like Lucky Charms.
For
do you
me,
like
I was
the marsh?
Very...
What do you like the marshmallows of the Lucky? I don't like them. I don't. Well, the whole Lucky
I don't like them.
Even the cereal part is no good to me.
Have you? I don't like the plain ones. The chocolate ones are delicious.
I've never had those ones, so I cannot specify.
Chocolate Lucky Charms are the bomb.
Is that your top tier of cereal?
Kaboom. Yeah.
I just felt so sad about that.
Is that your?
I used to really like Nesquik.
Nesquik.
Yeah, we used to go through a lot of that too. Yeah.
And then.
Do you ever like the strawberry?
No.
Nesquik.
Nope. But hang on, did you have the liquid Nesquik or the powdered?
Liquid.
No, we never had the liquid.
My aunt had the liquid. It was never good, like the powder.
It's weird, right? Like, it's a weird text, yeah.
It's a weird what? Text?
It's everything. Like, it's a weird texture when it comes out of the bottle.
I needed to, like, have the dust, and then, you know, you didn't do a good job because then there's still dust in there, and you go, more milk now.
Mm.
I like when, if I use the powdered one, then you don't mix it all the way, so then you have, it's like you're eating sugar.
Mm.
It's good.
Yeah, and then you wonder why your sugar intake is so high.
Mm. Yeah, well.
No, savory I can't do. I never got into any of the super sweets ever in my whole life. I was a deprived child.
I couldn't tell.
When it came to that kind of things.
Mm.
Like, what was it? It was something I remember studying in school. I think it was maybe fruit roll-ups, actually, that I had no idea what they were.
Did he just say,
oh, no.
I remember studying this in school?
No, starting when I started. Also, what were those, like, lunchbox things?
Lunchables.
Was that what they were called?
Yes.
That to me was like,
You probably had that anyways.
No, we never had that.
Not like, well. but if you think about it, it's fucking ham, cheese, and crackers. You guys were eating that.
Yeah, but not, we didn't call it ham, cheese, and crackers.
Yeah, it was prosciutto.
Yeah, and crackers, we don't, actually Ritz, I used to really enjoy a good Ritz. Ritz cracker with blue cheese, that was what I used to have, I remember having.
Well, what the blue cheese?
Yeah, you never
as
had blue cheese?
No, but as a child.
Oh yeah, as a child.
You had blue cheese as a
yeah.
child.
Yeah.
I could barely get over cheddar.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't believe there was any other.
I was the firstborn, so the majority, which is will come as no shock, people know me, was spent with adults. So I never had like separate food. Whatever everybody ate,
you ate.
I ate.
That's a good point.
I also remember like really liking liver when I was growing up. I can't
eat
it now. But when I grew up, oh my god, it was. I don't know why.
My
mom
would
always
hide.
You gotta cook it
a little bit rare. You gotta cook it hard. I like crispy and a little bit rare.
Hard and fast, you gotta cook it.
Yep.
Throw it in the fire. Take it out of the
Throw it in, man.
Mix it up.
I still taste it. But look. Call back.
I'll never forget that.
That was a good day.
Oh, fuck.
That wasn't a good day. Was it a good day?
That wasn't there.
All I know is the last time I fucking went to clean an office because of this fucking prick. And I had to spend a day with that jackass who I almost ran over with the van. I was so fucking upset.
Yeah, we know. You told us before.
Oh, I want to go to the cottage.
He ended up cleaning, like, the dividers of the offices, too. I've never done that before, so I'm surprised that they got you to do that.
I never remember being... That's not entirely true. But it's very rare that from, like, the start of my day, from, like, the moment I wake up to the moment my day ends, I was not upset. You was a passing, like, joking upset. But him, it was like a fucking rage.
How many times did he take it from you and just do it himself?
Like, here's the thing. If you get paid by the hour, I understand you want to drag out a little bit of work because you want to make more money.
Yeah.
But then don't be upset that somebody's going too slow.
Oops, sorry.
It's a lot of balls there.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's what I never understood. Oh. Like, you...
Anyway.
I'm all for getting the job done in a couple more hours time.
It was...
But what are you going to do?
And then he wonders why he can't find work.
Because his eyes are closed. Hard to find anything
that
if
too.
Your eyes are closed.
Yeah, but you're just being a racist just because he was Chinese.
He wasn't shiny.
he wasn't shiny?
You said Chinese.
Yes.
Oh, I heard shiny.
No.
Actually, no.
Yeah, he couldn't have worked because it was shiny. Was he a mirror? A disco ball?
No. That's what I thought you said.
Disco ball.
But he also wasn't Chinese. So I'm not being racist.
Oh, God.
Oh, no!
Oh, God.
I dropped the thing.
You ever see where people take pictures of these and it looks like a penis?
No.
The you've never seen that? So it's just my WhatsApp groups then.
Yeah, you have weird groups then.
Oh, you know what I did? I was telling Chris, I was on the search for a wallet for like the longest fucking time.
I thought you were going to say on the search for Waldo.
No, still haven't found him.
So what was going on with this wallet?
I just wanted a new wallet. I hated the...
Oh, I thought you had lost the wallet.
No.
He wanted a new one.
Did you get one that folds twice? Or
I
just
didn't get
once?
One that folds at all, no.
Oof.
You got one of those fucking fancy
skimmer-rinky.
So what happens was I bought a minimalist one.
Say that again?
A minimalist
one. Was it a mime?
No, it was a one piece of metal.
It was like
that held all.
Oh, you're one of those douchebags. Uses a clip.
Don't try to
pick your nose. If you're gonna go that far, just pick it.
I sent it back.
He's been trying to move that.
Actually, I got a fucking crazy nosebleed today in my car before I got to work, and then like,
what happened? Did you dig too deep?
No, I was.
And
I,
find the
I
red
think
gold.
It was too hot. I think I had the heat on too high.
Sorry, for how long was it on before you realized? Hang on a second.
Hot.
I'm warm.
It's what happened was I got to work early and then I just...
This is what a bagel feels like.
Fell asleep in the car for a bit.
And then you had a nosebleed?
Yeah. Woke me up.
The nosebleed woke you up? It was like, hey man, I'm bleeding. I'm here.
Did I ever tell you about my bedtime nosebleed story?
No. I feel like we're somewhere now.
Many years ago. Not many years ago. Maybe 5-6 years ago. No, I was still in school. So 80 years ago. I woke up from a sleep. Like, you know, in the middle of the night.
Have you ever said that like that?
My lower part of my arm.
What else do you wake up from?
Like, elbow down was asleep, right? So I remember like fucking lifting my arm.
Oh yeah, you did tell me
that.
I told
you the story?
Yeah. I don't know
fucking
if you
fucking lifting
it.
My arm up, you heard fucking nothing.
I heard this
story. And then like whatever, I don't remember anything else after that. Morning, I wake up, I go to the bathroom.
The morning.
I go to the bathroom, I look in the mirror. There's like blood on me, like on my neck, side of my face. So I'm like, what happened? Like, I'm like, what happened? Like, I'm, you know, you freak out all of a sudden, you're shocked in the morning. Then I wash my face, I go back to my bed, and there's like blood on the pillow. And I'm like, what the fuck happened here? And then so, like, you know, so after a while, you're like, okay, whatever. So I change my sheets. The day goes on. And then, like, you know, this, and you're still thinking about this in your subconscious, like, at the back of your mind. Mm. And all of a sudden, I realized, I lifted my hand up and knocked myself out. Like, I punched myself in the face with my arm, I think.
His hand was asleep.
Yeah.
Or his arm, rather.
So you literally punched yourself in the face and caused nosebleeds.
That's what I just said. Like, that's literally what I just said.
You just wanted the Spark Notes version.
What the fuck was that?
You're getting the summary. The executive summary.
But you're saying that when a heat wave comes, your main worry is my nose is gonna bleed.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just too hot, and then
you're saying that your body doesn't sweat; it cools you down with blood.
No, I was sweating too.
Michael Scott, blood, just bleed, bleed from every orifice.
There was a lot of blood
from orifice.
Yeah, from
blood everywhere.
T dot reference.
What?
I haven't had a hot dog on orifice in years.
What a weird way to take that statement.
In high school sometimes for a hot dog.
We used to go there?
Not us, but we.
Oh.
Not even you.
No, not me.
Just me.
So who the fuck is we?
Me and some of the other people.
You guys used to go home together. What do you mean we?
On lunch I would go.
Oh, that's a long walk for a hot dog though.
No, we used to drive.
Woo!
I didn't used to drive. Cause I
friends didn't with
go.
The guy who had the car. Woo!
Yeah, he used to drive.
Woo! We used to go to Manchin. I haven't been to Manchin in a while.
I've never been there.
Manchin's you ever been there for the chicken special? Manchin how much? How much is it now?
Tuning Tuesday.
Yeah, is this still $2?
Or you can go for $5, yeah.
Can we go?
$5. How does that work?
Like $5 for a regular meal.
Yeah.
You never do that. You buy two kids meals.
Yeah. How much the kids meals though?
I don't know. Like,
how much the kids meals? $2.75.
I don't remember how much.
What's the kid meal? $3. Fuck, I haven't been there a long time. I used to go with my friend Tyrell because I used to be intimidated in there.
Yeah, you needed some...
some backup.
Yeah. I used to be Tyrell. Can you give me three of the fried ones?
Did you?
And three of the jerk ones.
Did you do it like that? Did you whisper and you like this?
I want sauce. And I want rice and peas. Fuck, I would love to go back there a minute. Can we go next time?
No.
Come on.
No.
Do it for me.
No. I don't want to do anything for you.
After all the things I've done for you guys?
You've done a total of nine things. Nothing.
Nine things.
Nine things.
Okay. I'm
nine!
I'm gonna kill your dog, and I'm gonna set your house on fire.
Nice! Always wanted to collect insurance money.
And that settles that up.
Wondered what it was like.
No, I won't, because I'm gonna make it look like you did it.
Oh, you're gonna write in the ashes, I did it, didn't you?
Yeah. But I did it. That's exactly what you're gonna do.
They're gonna go, who is this?
Yeah.
And then there'll be another mystery. There'll be a mystery.
It'll be one of those things. Who knew he was going to do it? And then they find... He said it on a podcast in 2017.
I hope my house doesn't burn down now.
Huh?
That would be unfortunate.
It would be. Down. It would be.
Because now there's incriminating evidence against you.
Yeah.
You should burn it down. Just to frame him.
Oh.
Ooh.
That would be a plot twist.
And then I'm going to kill your dog just to frame myself. Whoa. Double plot twist.
Why would you frame yourself?
Because more, I just want to kill your dog.
Because he likes the picture of himself.
And I don't know who knows it. How old is your dog now?
8.
Oh, it's about time.
9.
Come on.
It's about time for me to kill you.
Believe in
dog.
The humanity of the dog.
It's a dog.
To be a dog with a good family is like a fucking great life. You eat, you shit where you want, mostly. Everybody loves you. Cool, come here, dog. Boop, boop, boop. Everybody becomes an idiot when they see a dog.
It's like,
with a baby. Yeah, with a baby, that's what they actually be. Whoop, beep,
beep, beep. Yeah, we want me to go.
Exactly.
Would you prefer that?
Like those douchebags who have their dogs. Go, Rocket Killer or Spark, whatever the fuck they call them.
Rocket Killer Spark.
That's actually what I'm going to call my dog three names.
Rocket Killer Spark. He's going to have a fucking full name. First name, middle name, last name.
If I do get a dog, I don't think I could buy a puppy. I would have to adopt from a kennel or something.
If I do buy a dog, it'd be
a not
horse.
A kennel, society.
I know what you mean, but it just sounds
humane society,
funny.
That's weird. You know why? You know why I always find you know why I always forget
as
humane society?
To an isolated.
It's because it always reminds me of human society, and I feel like that's where you go to get a baby, not a dog.
Let's call it an orphanage.
I'm going to the human society to get a dog, to get a baby, why? And then I'm going next door to the humane society to get a dog.
Yeah, the baby and the dog will be best friends. And they'll both be named Carl.
That just feels so bad for those dogs.
What if you name a dog or an animal the same as you name your child? And then you raise them the same way. Not the same way, but like at the same time.
Some people do.
So, when my dog is 12, you might send him to high school.
Yeah, you send the dog to high school. Because he's the same name as your son and nobody
at
can tell 12? The difference.
Do you go to high school at 12?
No.
Or whatever it is, I think I'm
no,
close.
You,
I
think
12,
high school starts at 8:30. Ha ha! That's your first spare. Oh,
this would be the joke. If AJ was here, he'd agree with you. Boom!
Is that what he would do? Would he go, boom! Like a fucking...
Chris, what are you yelling for?
Yeah,
this is... They can turn up the volume.
I don't know, sometimes...
They can turn up the volume.
So should we just whisper for the rest of the podcast? I need to finish drinking my tea. You've had that tea for at least...
40 minutes.
More 10 minutes. At least 10.
And my dad's had a car for 2 years. What the fuck? What's your point?
Dad's only had a car for 2 years?
He's not driving the car.
Actually, yeah, 2 years now. But my dad's never bought... My dad has bought a new car in like 3 years.
I feel like it's a waste to buy a new car.
Yeah, the more I look at it, the more I agree. Well, actually, I agree.
So not the more you agree.
No, because it's hard to agree with somebody more when you already agree wholeheartedly, so.
Like, I agree with you, but next week I'll agree with you more.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, I'm coming around to the notion of, you know, trickle-down economics is not a sustainable economic platform. That, you know, is like a slow...
You lost me, man.
So the other day I finished watching The Office on Netflix.
And?
It's really good, I enjoyed it. All 9 seasons. The American one, though. Not the UK version.
I haven't finished the American one yet.
Did you watch the Chappelle special or no?
Yeah,
one is not
yeah. I watched both and then I watched the...
Was it good?
Chappelle specials?
Yeah.
Yes, did you watch Chappelle show DVDs?
Not yet.
No. Do you know where they are? Yes, they're on my desk.
No, they're not on my desk. They recently migrated to the shelf beside the
desk.
Wow.
That means they're
new. I have to prepare because I might get a new desk, so I'm slowly preparing myself.
Are you ever going to watch those DVDs? Because sometimes I want to watch those DVDs.
No, I'm not going to watch the DVDs. I'll watch them soon. Actually, lately I've been in a bit of a Prince phase, so that's what I've been watching a lot of
Prince?
Prince? Like the guards? Formerly known as Prince?
No, he
like
died
Purple
as
Rain?
Prince. Yeah, not just Purple Rain, though.
Like Little Red Corvette?
Ooh, you know, okay, can you name more than two songs?
Fuck, what was that other one?
Computer Blue.
That's another one. That's from the Purple Rain album. There's also another one, a song from that I've listened to a lot. It's called Beautiful Ones from that album, from the Purple Rain album.
There's another really
baby,
popular one.
Baby, baby, baby.
Okay, stop before we lose all our listeners.
What? He's dead. He's not going to sue me now. He's a very nice guy, but I don't think he'd come after us anyway.
You know, actually,
baby,
recently...
Baby, baby,
He had that whole thing about music.
What's it gonna be?
And releasing his stuff.
Baby, baby, baby.
You can't go longer than 6 seconds. Now we're going to get sued.
Shh. Not if you pause long enough. Is it he or is it me?
And that's all we have for today.
Baby, baby, baby.
No, it's not. We got more.
Don't knock kisses, please.
Oh, my God.
So what's the last show that you finished watching?
Baby,
finish?
Baby,
we're going to do this while he does that.
Suits, probably.
Oh, you finished Suits? Like, up to the current
actually,
point?
Don't knock kisses,
I don't know where I am in Suits.
It fell off of me, man. I stopped watching it.
And move this closer to us so that... He has to go louder if he wants
What kind of suits do they wear in that movie?
It's a show.
Really?
Baby, baby, baby. Moving your way again.
Was it? I was thinking about it the other day. Fucking asshole. Was that Was it with you who I got jokingly...
You're thinking of a fucking asshole?
Was it, yeah, was it with you who I got so, who I got so jokingly upset with, instead of saying, I'll fuck you up, I said, I'll fuck the shit out of you.
Who are you, Mike Tyson?
It was something like that. It was like, and as soon as I said, I realized, what the fuck did I just say? That's all wrong. See, that's how close you are to a gay slur. That's what you got. You always be careful in life.
I will fuck the shit out of you.
That's what I said. Remember that? Was it with you? Was it with you? Was it with you?
When you say it, man.
Was it with you?
No.
I swear it was with somebody. Like I was like
somebody that looked like you. Maybe
I was thinking, how can I make I'll fuck you up even more hard? And then I was like, I'll fuck the shit out of you.
Because he'd be hard if he's doing that.
Yeah.
Baby,
I'll fuck the shit out of you.
That's what I said. And believe me, he got scared then.
He's like, alright, I'll stop. That's
please don't. Please don't.
If you ever want to, like, diffuse a fight with somebody, and he says, I'll fuck the shit out of you, you say, if he says,
I'll fuck you up.
If he says, I'll fuck you up, you say, I'll fuck the shit out of you. Dead. Fight's dead like that.
Yeah.
Or you say the famous Stephen Fry joke, don't punch me, I'll get a boner. That really fucking stops people. If you can get it out fast enough, depending on how people are beating on you.
I need my five.
People right now listen to this are like, what the hell did I just spend my time doing?
Well, probably on the subway or their local metro system.
Metro?
Maybe, baby. What's it?
He had that whole thing where he didn't want to release his music or he was like against.
He was one of the, well, him and I think Bob Dylan were super against any kind of pirating. So there's nothing on YouTube, nothing on...
There wasn't even anything on iTunes for the longest time on Apple Music.
But that's because I also believe Prince, I'm not quite sure if it's religion. Like I said, I've only recently been watching videos. Apparently him and George Lopez were very good friends. And, which I'm kind of shocked about.
What does that have anything to do with?
No, because like, I was watching a video, right? So, if I told you that Prince in the last few years before he passed away was on a talk show, right, performing, what talk show would you imagine that would be? You would say David Letterman, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, you know, the big modern ones.
Right.
Who's he on? George Lopez, who has probably the viewership of 6, 4 of which are his family.
What happened to George Lopez? I haven't heard about him.
Actually, there's a new show on now that I was looking at yesterday because of... YouTube is a funny thing, right? So you go...
Yeah.
Apparently he has a new show out that's actually quite highly rated on IMDb. But anyway, that said, so he was on George Lopez's show, which was a shock to me because he's on nothing else. And George would try to give him gifts, and he would from occasion. But he said Prince would rarely accept them because of his religion. But Prince is also famously anti-technology. So like he never had a cell phone, didn't have a TV, any of that.
Dang, really?
So that's my... I'm not sure how much played into it. But because here's the thing, and I keep apologizing for interrupting, but the thing is this with music.
I'm gonna keep doing it anyway.
Yeah. No, the thing is this with music, and Prince was a big advocate, he goes, oh, the 60s, 70s, 80s were the golden age of music, because performers would write, perform, and play their own music, right? So that was like the trifecta.
Right.
That was what made the Rolling Stones so big, all the rock groups, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, all these people. So, he believes that to be his, that's like the height of music, right?
Mm. Sure.
But the height of music for me, and when you really think about it, is live music. So that's where all artists are going, is you can have the demo or whatever, the track for free. Download it as many times as you fucking want from YouTube. So long as you pay the $300 when I come to your city. Because that's where the money is now. The money is not, nobody sells 40 million singles anymore. That's not the point. The point is the concerts, which us people don't do as much anymore. Do you know that the Rolling Stones, for 10 years straight, like 10 years, one year after another...
Oh, is that what 10 years straight means?
Yeah.
So wait, consecutive years.
Well, because people don't always believe time to be linear, so 10 years in a row. I threw that curveball at you, but...
How else can time go?
Well, depending on the sun you're using. Let's say there's another galaxy that has a different sun. Their time might be different.
Good anyway, point. I forgot about that other
So 10 Earth sun. Years. So for 10 Earth years, from something like... It's either 1966 or 65 to 75, 70, stuff like that. They released an album a year and toured in between.
And what? And
toured in between. And when they toured, they did like, you know, something like 120 shows a year. Like this is a lot. When you think, if it takes a day for you to get to the next place, that's 240 days of your year is gone. Plus the time it takes you to record and everything. So, that's, imagine the volume of creative activity
volume.
That's going out.
Yeah, but then you gotta wonder how much of it is, like, at some point, it's gotta get tiresome.
Here's the thing, though. Bands like the Rolling Stones, you're talking, like, number ones after number ones after number ones. It's a huge
following.
Well done. Thank you. So, but then, like, but then also, for any group, let's say, 60s, 70s, 80s, live music was a big thing. So you would have, like, bootlegs, so fans would record, or they would put out live albums, stuff like that. You don't see that. You don't see that anymore. You don't see Katy Perry live at whatever, in New York. You don't see Lady Gaga live. You don't see any of that.
I mean, they're still
touring. And then it takes Lady Gaga or Katy Perry, like, 3 years to do an album. Like, 3 years. And then they release a single a month for, like, 18 months. So, you wonder where this output is, with all the creativity that is involved now, in somebody like Katy Perry. And this time, I'm just choosing a name out of nowhere. How much, and this is like, this is all conjecture, I haven't done no research on this for her in particular. But how much of the music does she write? I'm gonna guess not that much.
Yeah, there's...
Which is not a wrong thing, a lot of people do that. How much of her music does she play? Not that much.
I don't think she... Does she play an instrument?
I'm just saying.
What are we talking about?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. But you can choose anybody. Choose Beyonce. Yeah. Choose anybody like that. So, my thing is this. That if you have more people working on the album now... Mm-hmm. So, it's not like the Rolling Stones, for example. Who was always five guys.
Yes.
Writing the music. You follow what I mean?
Yes.
You have, let's say, 10 people working on each song. You have somebody who writes it. Somebody produces it. You have some guy beside a computer who's making the whole thing. Right? So, but it takes you 3 years to put an album? No, I'm just saying, like, this is all conjecture. I understand. I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, but nobody wants a band anymore too, which is the other thing.
Bands are hard to make it in.
That's the thing. Is that a solo artist is easier to sell. As just one person. You know what I mean?
Well, things change.
I do like a good band, because a band is all, what's the word, it's dynamics. It's like a chemistry thing.
It's an ensemble.
Right? I don't know. I miss it. Like, not I miss it. I just wish that was where we were.
In terms of music.
And it's not that I have anything against music made on a computer. A lot of it's very good. I'm not denying that at all. But live, like, if live it sounds exactly the same like it does on the album, then you're like...
Yeah, but isn't that how you want it to sound?
No, like, not personally. When I listen to a band, and then you listen to them live, it's like a step higher. It's like one, for me anyway. Like, when I listen to any Rolling Stone stuff live, it's like a different level of creativity.
But is that because of, like, your crowd and the...
But that's what
the,
I mean. And but the theatrics. The music is supposed to be played like that. It's not, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be playing to somebody. Somebody's supposed to be hearing. You follow what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's me anyway.
I see what you're saying. Right? I listen to rap, so people would say that.
No, but like...
That has no grounds in anything.
I've never been to a rap concert, and you know rap is not my genre. Not that I even really have a genre, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
If you go to a concert, and it's like exactly the same as it is...
It usually isn't.
But I'm just saying, let's say it was.
Yeah.
Then where's the fun? Where's the extra that you're going? Where's that extra, that musical creativity that you're
missing on the pizzazz?
That you're going for. Because don't you like variation? I have 15 versions of one song that I listen to all the time.
I don't know. Like, for the past, ever since Kendrick's album dropped, I think I've listened to it at least 100. What the fuck happened there? That was wild.
That was teabag gymnastics. He
was drinking his tea.
And then it popped
with the teabag string hanging out of the cup. Then this teabag said, "Fuck you! I'm gonna fight you."
And he jumped and hit me in the face, in the fudge.
And now he's bleeding.
In the fudge.
It's everywhere.
Yeah,
my
nose is bleeding. Somebody turned on the heat
because it's really hot. Because he was drinking tea, which is warm.
So when you go to a sauna, is your nose bleeding?
Have you ever been to a sauna?
Yeah.
I don't like them. They're weird.
I've never been inside of a sauna.
It's like living inside a tea kettle.
But you don't live in there. You just go inside.
It's like a room full of steam.
Oh, literally. Is that what it is? For the listeners who didn't know what a sauna was, it's a room full of steam.
Shut up, teat juice.
Teat.
No, it's teat juice.
Anyway.
That's what it's come to.
Any more for any more?
What does that even mean?
This guy is now taking no interest in this podcast. He's not adding anything. He's like, I'm just going to blatantly open my Instagram.
Yeah, I had to catch up. Oh, Pittsburgh won, and so did Ottawa.
How did you feel about the Leafs this year? Now that it's over, give us your concise summary.
I hadn't watched very much of the Leafs season up to the playoffs.
Okay.
That's just me. I have asthma.
But,
carry on.
But, yeah, coming into this year, I didn't think they were going to make it to the playoffs, which is a bonus.
Oh, what happened?
Just because they're doing, like, a rebuild whole thing. And
yeah, but they've been doing that for 50 years.
Not really, though.
No, they've been trying. It's just that they've been fucking sucking.
I just hate them.
Fucking sucking.
Fucking sucking.
That's a weird way to say
words together. Fucking sucking. I fuck the shit.
They've been fucking the shit out of themselves.
Fucking and sucking the shit out.
I mean, I didn't watch a lot of these, so I'm just speaking from an outsider perspective, but
it seemed like I've watched exactly 18 minutes.
Well,
that's not even a period.
No, but it's like over the year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's not even a period.
That's okay.
Over the
year. You know what I like about Leafs night and Raptors playoffs? Is that you can go to a busy...
About Leafs night and Raptors playoffs?
Yeah, you know... You know those... You
about
know those,
Leafs night?
Yeah, you know those Leafs night, especially in like autumn? Like those, you know... So during Leafs night and
Raptors playoffs.
And bouncy night... I like it particularly because I get to go to a restaurant that's normally busy and it's dead.
But what if it's a sports bar?
Oh,
sports bar. And grill. That's a good joke.
I'm just asking.
What if it was?
What if it
I
was?
I like going to a sports bar and just watching.
What if it wasn't? I would be saying, "Sorry, where's the bathroom? I'm just trying to get to that other restaurant right now."
So why do you have to ask for the bathroom?
Oh, you know that taco place.
Oh,
taco.
Yeah.
Taco
there?
Place.
Did you go there? Taco.
I didn't know it was there. Did I'm just curious.
I took the bus. A lot.
You took the bus and you didn't come
and
say hi?
Yeah, over there. I'm going to work and going home. What am I going to do?
How are you taking the bus? Why are you there with the bus?
I'm there with the bus. Me and the bus.
Why are you there with
together.
The bus?
Because I work in that direction.
What direction is that?
That way. Actually, from here.
Hang on.
That way.
You're lifeguarding that way?
That way.
And you don't
lives need to be saved everywhere.
I'm not talking to you. Yeah.
Everywhere.
And you don't come say hi? You're 5 seconds away.
No, I don't. Quite literally, I don't, because otherwise we wouldn't have this conversation.
But literally, you're 5 seconds
pass
away.
By the bank and ask for an account.
Just go home for lunch.
I didn't say come to the bank. Come to my house, you dumbass. Say hi.
I don't know, maybe you're withdrawing money. I'll meet you there. Meet you halfway.
Why are we talking about the bank?
Do you want me to meet you at the supermarket instead then?
No. The supermarket. I go to a farmer's market.
Do you?
No, I don't.
What's the difference between a supermarket and a farmer's market?
There's a
one
farmer
has,
there.
One
dumbass.
Has a farmer and one has Superman. Fucking idiot.
Exactly.
Hello?
When you go to a supermarket, who's saying hi? Lois Lane, you dumbass.
Because Superman's in the back.
When you go to a farmer's market, who's there? Oh, McDonald at a farmer's market.
And that guy and the lady that's holding a pitchfork and a spoon or whatever the fuck the lady's holding?
Yeah, those gothic whatever.
Is she holding a spoon in that painting? Do you know
what
painting
she's holding actually what's called a...
Ladle.
Fish fork. I don't know.
Pitchfork and a fish fork.
A fish fork.
Pitch and a fish?
No, a fish.
Which is actually not a fork. Used for fish. It's a fork used by fish. It's made for the little flappy things.
Flippers?
Gills? No. Gills. Why are they called flippers though? They don't flip anything.
They flip water.
He said that like a child and then move. You know how like when a child does something dumb? But it's a child, so they don't know. No, no, but watch.
Something is so ridiculous.
Hey, lump fuck. Hey, fuck face. Watch me over
I know which mouth you say I fuck the shit out of you.
I will fuck the shit out of you.
A child does something stupid and then goes like, because they're like, I'm a child.
Or like they go, I farted.
And then they do this, like, they like make a stupid face and they do like,
that was
no.
You, that was you the most high school.
Hey, you're not wrong.
I mean,
that's what he did.
So you just smiling like some kind of Chinese tourist.
That's a very specific way to smile.
No, just, like, you know,
like a Chinese tourist.
You know when you're watching like a movie and they go like the Asian tourist, they're going, they're smiling and they're pointing. Like, Tachu Liberty! They go, no? When they're meeting somebody and they're like, and they're dabbing, whatever.
Dabbing?
Yeah.
What's the origination of dab?
I don't know, I wasn't there.
What does it mean? What does it mean? That means Nazi, what you're doing there.
I was just stretching, but that's fine.
What is it?
What are you looking at me like I know?
The origin of the dab.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know.
Like then he set it up like he's ready to give you the fucking history lesson.
Not can I tell you something? Because I was thinking about this genuinely as a life experiment and possible podcast material. Would you recommend Tinder? I have to be honest, it scares me a little bit. As the only person here who's used it, you haven't used it, right?
No. I only don't.
Why would you not? Why would you not? To me, it just is a gateway for bad things to happen. What? Something happened?
Now he's a child that got in trouble and isn't answering with words, but instead only shaking his head.
Because I have.
I don't have anything against it. You can do what you want.
I'm not asking for your permission, mother. I'm just wondering your opinion.
That's fine. Fucking hell.
Sorry. You know you should. Sorry. You know that people are listening to this because they're expecting people to talk, right?
No. He needs to.
Michael, what's been new with you? I guess so.
I guess.
What do you think about it? You're right.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's a good review of a product. It's fine. 5 stars.
See, I just think it's very good for people who are good at taking selfies, which is not my thing. I don't think I've ever taken one good selfie in my life. And I've taken only ever 4, but I'm just saying I've never taken any good ones.
You average like 1 selfie every 4 decades.
Yeah. Whenever the Olympics happen, I take one. That's like my ritual.
That's your ritual? Yeah. Wait, which, both as, Olympics or just
yeah,
one of them?
As like the final runner is about to light the torch.
You go, ah!
I go, is that the noise the cameras still make? I don't know. That's what I make when I have a very...
That's the noise that my radio makes when I put it on a station that I'm not supposed to get.
How old is your radio?
It has a turntable on top of it.
So. Oh.
And an old man standing nearby at all times.
you should do it just for the sake of the podcast.
I think that's becoming very, very rough legal territory.
Territory?
Yeah.
You should do it, and then each podcast we should just fucking message somebody.
No.
At the beginning of the podcast?
We used to do that when we used to work together.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
It wasn't. But, fuck it. It's not my life now. But yeah, you should do it at the beginning of the podcast.
They're sucking teeth like grape juice.
Yep.
By the way, it's going to be 10 podcasts till I stop to let that go, because that's going to be at the front of my brain for a long time.
This the front is the of your brain.
No, actually, mine is sideways. That's why I actually walk.
Oh, okay.
That's actually why I'm walking on a diagonal. I don't know if you noticed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
You should measure them at the front of the beginning.
My
of
frontal lobe is over my ear. I only get a concussion if I get hit on the side, because it's actually touching my skull already. This, there's like at least 4 inches of room. Right, Michael?
Mm.
You've seen the X-rays.
Yeah.
You've seen the X-Files?
No, not the X-Files.
I've never seen them.
Fuck them.
Have you seen your X's files?
Ooh, Tinder.
No,
X's like, files? Like what files?
Oh yeah, we all keep files on
our X's. You don't keep files? I keep files.
You keep files?
Is it cheating to keep files in your X?
What's in the files? What's in the files?
If it's like receipts, not really.
Is it receipts? No. Use condoms?
Maybe.
Have a bottle of moisturizer?
Lubriderm?
No, he said moisturizer. You took it somewhere else.
Lubriderm is moisturizer.
Chris.
That's me.
Chris.
Yo, what's up?
Chris, what's in your ex's files?
An egg salad sandwich.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
I fucking ate egg salad. I don't know why somebody saw that and said, let's take already a food that's really weird and texture-wise ridiculous to eat, and let's put it in a salad. And mix it with other shit that if it gets a little bit warm, it'll kill you.
And then put it in a sandwich.
These are the ingredients to make the perfect
You know, bread. You know, I never understood the men who had this thing about keeping women's underwear, like after.
That's weird.
Whoa.
No, I was gonna say that when we were talking about the files, but then we went on the egg salad thing. I don't get that. I don't know why you'd want that.
I don't know either.
Neither do I, because I would.
You'd have to ask one of them.
And so none of them are here.
I don't think anybody would ever admit to doing that. Or at least
that's
I wouldn't.
True.
Like, it's just weird, though.
Some people are into weird shit, my man.
No, but that's not weird. Like,
yeah, they're calling their friends.
I can only have sex if my head is in a bushel of broccoli. That's fucking weird.
That's hilarious. That's not weird. That's fucking hilarious. If somebody told me, you know me, fuck, my head is in a bushel of broccoli, I would buy that person a bushel of broccoli every day for the rest of their life. Just to be like, hey, in case it happens, I want you to be ready.
A bushel.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's like a weird, that's like a weird fetish.
How much constitutes a bushel?
I can only have sex when I have the faint smell of freshly cut grass. Like, that's fucking weird.
That's another good one. You know? I would mow that person's lawn every day.
You know? Like that to me is like a very odd, unique fetish. But this thing about men keeping women's undergarments.
How do you feel about...
As a collection is weird.
How do you feel about keeping belongings of, like, your ex after you've breaking up with them? like sweaters.
I will admit, I have retired clothing that I won't wear anymore.
Oh, is that what retired means?
If we went for, how else do you say, well, you can say it like I'm going to say it, but I choose to say the word retiring. So for example, I have like a whole...
In your pants.
I'm sorry?
I said heart. In your pants.
In your heart.
So let's say certain amount of clothing I wore when we went to certain large events, I no longer wear.
I like how vague that is. Large events.
Let's
name some large events. Go.
Biggest Loser.
How hard is it to name a large event? I have four already.
Go name it to me.
Carnival.
No.
That's a large. No, I'm not saying. I'm not trying to guess yours.
Carnival? Circus? Carnival? Circus? Is that the same thing?
Sorry, I'm drinking my tea.
Is a circus and a carnival the same thing?
No.
Yeah, that's why they have two names.
well, it could be
synonyms.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but it's still two names.
Yeah, you know what else has two names?
It still means the same thing.
You know who else has two names? Ricky Bobby has two names.
How do you feel about having somebody who has two first names?
Sorry.
Than their last name?
Back to things. Why, you still have things from an ex?
No, I don't.
But do you get rid of them in a cathartic way? Because I find it very hard to get rid of stuff like that.
What do you mean by get rid of them?
Like, do you say...
Do you burn them in a fire? Yeah. Like people
say, oh, that's my ex. It's burned. I don't want it.
No, but I don't have anything from an ex.
No, okay, if you did. Let's play the hypothetical, since it's your fucking question.
Yeah, you started this.
I feel like I would give them back, almost. I wouldn't destroy them.
Yeah.
I have no need to destroy them. I'd be like, here, take this.
See, but you want...
Here you go.
Yeah, so you're saying after you've broken contact...
You
and things are still tender.
Sorry. Can you break contacts?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're made of glass.
I didn't know that.
They're not made of glass.
It's a joke, you dumbass.
So I don't know these things.
I can never do contacts. I have a huge fear of anything touching my eyes.
Yeah, it'd be weird to do a contact.
I'm so phobic about that. I'm weird.
I will fuck the shit out of you, contact.
When I remember that so clear. I thought it was with you, I swear to God.
I will fuck the shit out of you.
Why are you slowly
racist to our to our southern friends?
Southern.
English is my second language. Do you mind?
It's not.
Actually, it is.
Oh, fuck, I'm wrong.
What's your first?
I only spoke Italian until like I was four.
I wanted to say.
Which actually probably is why my English, like my actual writing, is terrible. Because for me, it was like learning another language. Meanwhile, my vocal skills are okay.
Wait a minute. Learning English to him was like learning another language. That's crazy.
Wow. So wait, English was another language that you learned?
Sorry, and the other language you learned was?
None.
Okay, so fuck off. It was a disability for me, okay? Thank you very much.
Interesting.
Fucking making fun of me.
Interesting. Interesting. And how does that make you feel?
Any more for any more?
Who's any more? I wouldn't give
anyone.
It's Drew Barrymore's cousin. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening.
That's a good one.
If you do have any questions, send them in for the next podcast. Don't forget to like and share. We're on iTunes, the Facebook, and soon to be YouTube, hopefully, if everything goes to plan.
Is that actually happening?
Soon. One more thing.
Okay, I'll be sure to...
So, 2020 is the plan. So, thank you from me. Thank you from Michael. Thank you from Chris.
Yep.
I said merci. This is a bilingual country.
Merci buckets.
That's right.
Ooh, now we all have a second language. Was it like learning a new language, you fucking douchebag?
It was, actually.
Why have you changed your hat style 6 times during this podcast?
Have I?
Yeah, first it was front, then it was up, then it was up and fixed the hair.
I don't know.
Seven.
Anyway, guys, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pineapple.
Well, yours is supposed to be bye!